When Álvaro Uribe takes over as Colombia's president next month, he faces the daunting task of taming the largest guerrilla movement in the hemisphere. The rebels have paralyzed the country's democracy by issuing death threats to every mayor who doesn't resign. The guerrillas also are steadily disabling Colombia's economy by attacking electrical and oil infrastructure. During the presidential campaign, Uribe said he would fight the rebels by creating civilian militia groups. From Bogota, Stephen Dudley reports.
During the elections, Colombia's worsening conflict benefited Uribe. As the war heated up, the president-elect promised he would increase the size of the army and police and enlist up to 1 million civilians in the conflict.
Que todos los barrios de las ciudades haya los...
All the neighborhoods should have citizens who keep an eye out for the bad guys, Uribe said in a press conference following his election. He added that the groups should be aided by the government. Although it's a seemingly benign proposal, critics say Uribe plans to arm these neighborhood watch groups. The result, some say, could be the rapid proliferation of vigilante groups, remarkably similar to the illegal right-wing paramilitaries who've been battling the rebels for years. Illegal groups like this one training in Córdoba province. While doing an obstacle course, this future paramilitary commander screams out that he wants to swim in a pool of the guerrilla's blood. The commander in training, who calls his organization a self-defense group, says the paramilitaries are the right hand of the government.
I joined the self-defense groups because the government wasn't able to do what we're doing. We've won back terrain.
There are 50 others hoping to be paramilitary commanders training at this sophisticated facility in the jungles of northern Colombia, and another 350 recruits. They are part of the United Self-Defense Forces of Colombia, or AUC. In the last 4 years, the AUC has doubled in size and claims to have 15,000 soldiers. As it has multiplied, so have the problems it causes. Like their rebel enemies, the paramilitaries depend on proceeds from the illegal drug trade to finance their war. They tax traffickers and producers, and sometimes ship the products themselves. The right-wing groups also kill thousands of people per year, the AUC accuses of collaborating with the guerrillas. Both the United States and the European Union have categorized the AUC as an international terrorist group. Carlos Castaño is the national commander of the organization. He says his group is working to correct its mistakes. We're trying to cut down on the so-called massacres, Castaño says. If there are 30 guerrilla collaborators, we try and kill only the 10 or 11 that are the leaders. Castaño adds that he's also attempting to eliminate drug trafficking from his organization, but that it's difficult to fight the guerrillas without the funds from the illicit trade. Despite its problems, the AUC is very popular in Colombia. Castaño's authorized biography is a runaway bestseller here, and the paramilitary's success in driving the guerrillas from many of their former strongholds has given people hope that the rebels can be defeated on the battlefield. Uribe's landslide election in May and his neighborhood watch groups have reinforced this hardline approach, but now some Colombians are afraid of what might happen next. Critics of the president, like Congressman Wilson Borja, say Uribe is simply seeking to legalize the paramilitary groups regardless of their bloody past.
Se meta con el borrachito y lo complique.
This is going to be very complicated, he says. We're going to have injured and dead who have nothing to do with the war. Some of the targets, he adds, will be those of us in the social movements. Borja, a Communist Party delegate, should know. He has pins in his leg from the time he was shot by paramilitaries in the streets of Bogota a year and a half ago. Now he walks with the aid of crutches. On the day Congress convenes, Borja says he's going to wear an army helmet to symbolize the escalating conflict. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Bogota.